Where in the Bible will I find the authority for denominationalism? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. We must have an unreserved commitment to the Bible as the sole objective standard in religion. If three people differ as to the time of day, they can settle their differences by consulting the objective time standard, the Naval Observatory Time. Such settles the matter and produces unity. Why? Because there is a single objective authority. In like manner, when all men will lay down their creeds, disciplines, manuals, confessions of faith, catechisms, think-sos, maybes, and subjective feelings, and each with an unprejudiced and receptive heart turns to the Word of God, then and only then will unity result. Such will constitute the death warrant to denominationalism. We must be committed to being nothing, calling ourselves nothing, obeying nothing, and saying nothing except that which is authorized by the Word of God. Only then will we have the unity of the Spirit of Ephesians 4. One body, unity of organization. One Spirit, unity of guidance. One hope, unity of aspiration. One faith, unity of message. One Lord, unity of authority. One baptism, unity of practice. And one God, unity of worship. One of God's immutable laws is that seed bears after its kind. Accordingly, if we preach only the gospel, it will produce the one true New Testament church that it produced in the days of the apostles when no denominations existed. The Lord's church is not a denomination. Jesus and his apostles condemned all denominationalism. Our Lord was undenominational and anti-denominational. His church cannot afford to be otherwise. Her plea is for pure, New Testament, undenominational Christianity. And oh, how encouraging it is that many are being attracted thereto.